I want to share a story with you, a story that takes place on a mountainside where Jesus had just fed the 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. And after he had fed the 5,000 and they had taken up 12 baskets of leftovers, Jesus straightway constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away, because Jesus proceeded that they would come and take him by force to make him a king. So he departed again into the mountain himself alone. Jesus had a great perception of humanity. In the book of John, chapter 2 and verse 25, the Bible says that Jesus needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Another version says, he needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. And another translation says, no one needed to tell him about human nature, for he knew what was in each person's hearts. After he proceeded what they were going to do, he sent them away, and he went into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Jesus knew that they could not make him king. He was born a king. The wise men knew as much. When they asked, where is he that is born king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Our Lord's kingship would come through the cross, not through popular demand. This was the second time that Jesus declined a crown. The first was when Satan offered him the kingship of the world, if he would just fall down and worship him. My kingdom is not of this world, he told Pilate later on. But the crowd would push him to a throne. But Jesus would not be pushed. He would be lifted up to it, and the throne would be the cross, and his kingship would be over the hearts of men. Our Lord would not accept a temporal sovereignty such as the devil offered him. Therefore, later on, he heard the cry, we have no king but Caesar. Our Lord, knowing what's in the hearts of these people, withdrew into the mountain alone. No unclean hands would put a crown on his head except a crown of thorns. The day following the great feast on the hillside, the crowd returned looking for Jesus. And when they found him, here's what Jesus told them. You seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled. When he multiplied the loaves of bread and the fishes, he startled their eyes. When he filled their stomachs, he satisfied their sense of social justice. That was the kind of king they were looking for. They wanted a bread king. But our Lord would have no kingship based on the economics of plenty. To make him king was his Father's business, not theirs. His kingship would be over hearts and souls, not the stomach. They wanted life. Jesus wanted to give life. The difference was in their interpretation of life. Is it the business of Christ to win followers by a social program? Or is it the business of Jesus to be willing to lose all the stomach-minded at the cost of reaching the few with faith to whom will be given the bread of life? Jesus told the crowd, labor not for meat which perish, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. From that day on, Christ never won the masses. Within 20 months, they would shout, crucify him. Pilate would say, behold your king. And they would cry, we have no king but Caesar. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.